This is what you say in English, Minicast 2.
That's always been the case. Technology has always been a double-edged sword. I mean, fire can cook our foods or burn our enemies.
I don't know if the pen is mightier than the sword, but I do believe that its ink lasts longer. And I think that, you know, for so many of us, books have changed our lives and they've also changed the world.
I know it's flexibility, but one of the biggest things that we do as studying, it's like the sword of Damocles hanging over our head all the time if we haven't got something done.
What's up, everybody? Frank here with another Lexis Minicast. The three expressions you just listened to are quite advanced metaphors, or idioms, with the word sword. Usually, these expressions refer to negative things, as the sword is a deadly weapon used to wage war. Actually, I named today's minicast The Sword in the Word as a direct reference to the Sword in the Stone from the legends of King Arthur and Excalibur. The first expression, to be a double-edged sword, can be used to refer to things that can be beneficial and problematic at the same time. The example in the beginning, the one about technology, can easily be used in any collaborative section of the speaking exams, part 3 in advanced and part 2 in proficiency, or when giving opinions in a three-way discussion, you know, part 4 in advanced and part 3 in proficiency. You can point at the good and bad things of a situation with this fantastic expression, but remember, you need to explain why you see it as a double-edged sword. The expression "the pen is mightier than the sword" was coined in 1839 by Edward Bulwer Lytton, a British writer and politician. In one of his writings, he adapted this old proverb into what we say today. He basically meant that the power of words could indeed have a bigger effect than direct violence. Again, you can use this idiom to express an opinion about how words can have a big influence on us. The example I chose in the beginning refers to how books can change the world. The last expression has a wonderful story. Hanging like a sword of Damocles comes from the legend of Damocles, an obedient courtier of Dionysus II of Syracuse, ruler of Syracuse in Sicily. According to the story, Damocles couldn't stop saying how wonderful and fortunate King Dionysus was for being the king, that the king himself decided to exchange places with his servant for one day. Damocles accepted immediately. But what he didn't know was that King Dionysus had arranged for a sword to be hanging above him by the thread of a horse's hair, which would always remind him of the dangers of being a king and having so many enemies. When Damocles noticed the sword, he quickly declined such an honor and understood that it wasn't as easy as he thought. And that's exactly what this expression means. You are faced with an imminent danger that you did not calculate, like a sword hanging above your head. It's important to say that the full expression requires the phrase "hanging over your head" to give the complete idea. And when could you use this wonderful speaking expression? Easy, if you're asked what you think of planning for future events. For example, you could say that not getting ready for what the future may bring is like having a sword of Damocles hanging over your head. You never know when bad things will happen. And this is all for today's minicast. Thank you very much, and until next week, bye-bye.